and windier weather. Jane.
Okay, Chris, thanks very much. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 28th of August. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at midnight, low just west of Bailey, 987, expected east Bailey, 985, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time. Occasional showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Cira, easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic, mainly south, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, cyclonic, mainly southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, south or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west or northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later in North Fitzroy and Seoul, occasionally 3 in South Fitzroy. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. West veering northwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Fastnet. Squally showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first and later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, South Rockall. West veering northwest, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Malin, decreasing 3 at times in north. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic, mainly east or southeast, backing northeast later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, mainly easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Onto the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south 5. Recent drizzle, 19 miles, 992, falling slowly. Stornoway, east-southeast, 3. Recent rain, 24 miles, 993, now rising. Lerwick, east-southeast, 4. Mist, 2 miles, 1,000, falling more slowly. Lucas, south by east, 2. Recent rain, 19 miles, 997, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 1. 1,001, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 3. 11 miles, 1,003. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, 4. 5 miles, 1,003. Jersey, west-northwest, 3. 14 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,005. Scilly Automatic, west-southwest, 4. Rain, 4 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Valentia, west by south, 4. Recent rain, 8 miles, 999, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, south by west, 4. 16 miles, 998, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by east, 4. Slight drizzle, 13 miles, 992, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 28th of August. The general situation, a slow-moving area of low pressure centred northwest of the United Kingdom, will maintain the very changeable conditions with rain or thundery and squally showers and also strong winds at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 for a time. Showers, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southeast, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest, backing southeast at times, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Rain or showers, perhaps becoming thundery, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering mainly west, 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, south or southwest, veering west or southwest later, 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later, decreasing 3 at times later. Occasional rain or showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later in south, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later in north. Occasional rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, east or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that's the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with Rabbi Charlie Baginski.
Good morning. Chutzpah is one of those words that refuses to sit quietly in a neat translation. In Yiddish, it can mean arrogance and entitlement, but it can also mean boldness, courage, and the willingness to speak up when it matters. The difference is in whether it's used for ourselves alone or for something bigger. There's a story in the Bible about Balaam's donkey that captures the good kind. Balaam is travelling along a narrow road, intent on his mission, when an angel steps into the path, invisible to him, but not to the donkey. She swerves, crushes his foot against a wall, and finally sits down. Balaam lashes out in frustration, and then the donkey speaks. She asks why, after all her years of service, he can't imagine there might be a reason for her behaviour. It's only then that Balaam's eyes are opened and he sees the danger ahead. That's chutzpah. Not arrogance, but the courage to stop when others are pushing forward. The clarity to notice what's being missed. The nerve to speak up, even to someone more powerful, when the moment calls for it. Sometimes we need that kind of chutzpah ourselves, to question, to pause, to steer away from harm, even if it makes us unpopular. And sometimes we need to hear it from others and be willing to stop, listen, and see with new eyes. May we notice what others miss. May we have the courage to pause when the path ahead isn't safe. And may we speak up, kindly but firmly, when the moment demands it. Amen.
Rabbi Charlie Baginski. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, costly border checks and paperwork for British food exporters will last until 2027.
I'm just disappointed at the lengths of time it's taking. You know, exports are down. Agri-food exports from the UK are 20% down since Brexit. There's weed growing in the yard.
We'll have more on that shortly. First, though, we regularly discuss genetics and breeding in livestock here on Farming Today, but I don't think we've ever reported on bee breeding. Well, we are today. There are various ways of breeding bees, including open mating and artificial or instrumental insemination. As part of our week-long look at pollinators, we've been to visit Bishop's Bees in Devon, where owner Darren Molyneux is developing genetic lines suited to the UK climate.